For thousands of years, the Sinkyone people of Northern California thrived among ancient coast redwoods, the tallest trees in the world. But the arrival of European settlers and logging brought genocide to the people and the trees they considered family, severing them from their sacred lands. Now, as part of a land-back movement across North America, the indigenous people of coastal Northern California are restoring that relationship. A consortium of 10 tribal nations called the Intertribal Sinkyone Wilderness Council are now the guardians of a 523-acre property called Chet Ladun that contains 200 acres of old-growth coast redwoods. The nonprofit Save the Redwoods League was able to purchase the property with $3.5 million in conservation funding from Pacific Gas and Electric and has transferred ownership of the forest to the Sinkyone Council for permanent protection. Buffy Schmidt is a Northern Pomo language teacher and treasurer of the Intertribal Sinkyone Wilderness Council and joins me now to discuss. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you, Jenny.
So first, could you tell us who you are? Do you have a Pomo name in addition to Buffy Schmidt that you would like to share?
It would be my honor to introduce myself in my Northern Pomo language. Mata Mita Sutai Ana Shabaldano Popma Noyo Ukaye Keana Ame E Thomas Campbell Sr. Da Noyo Da Shabaldano Popma Amete Christine Hamilton Da Ukaye. My name is Buffy Schmidt. I come from Sherwood Valley, Noyo, and Yukeo Rancheria. My father, Thomas Campbell, comes from Sherwood Valley and Noyo Reservation, and my mother, Christine Hamilton, comes from Yukeo Rancheria. I'm proud to say that I'm a traditional Pomo basket weaver. I was taught by my mother, Christine Hamilton, and she was taught by Elsie Allen, and Elsie Allen was taught by her mother, and so on and so forth. These teachings, shared culture, have been passed down from generation to generation, just like our language, not learned in schools or textbooks, but by oral, physical, hands-on teachings.
So could you tell me about the name of this place we're talking about today? Chet Ladun. So what is the meaning of that phrase?
Chet Ladun means fish run place, and it's Sinkyone. It's the indigenous language of the area, and there are coho salmon that are running in the streams in the wild there.
And so where along the California coast are these 523 acres called Chet Ladun, and what is it like to spend time there?
The property, the 523 acres that was donated back to the Sinkyone member tribes, is located in Northern California, specifically in the Mendocino County area. Sometimes people have referred to it as the Lost Coast. It's wild. It's the way the creator Yacapade intended it to be, a beautiful, natural place where redwoods can thrive. And because of our land back acquisition, all ecosystems can feel safe that they will prosper and live out their lives without having to worry about overdevelopment, logging.
Right, because there was a long history of logging in this area, I understand, and there is still some old growth there of the coast redwoods. Could you tell me a bit about that backstory of what's happened to the land and to the people on the land going back centuries?
Surprising to me and the member tribes, some people don't know the history of the area, don't realize that they're standing on indigenous First Nation people grounds. We come from a long time of atrocities bestowed on the native people in this area, and our relatives, Atil Hale, our redwoods, have been there for hundreds of years. There are many old growth redwoods in that area, and they're still in danger of being logged by timber companies. And the reservation that I spoke of, that I come from, Noyo Reservation, is in the city of Fort Bragg. And my people, 100 years ago, lived on the beach there in the Noyo Harbor. And when the milling company came in, they moved our people up to the cliff because they were going to use that harbor as logging to move ships, boats, logging in and out, in and out. And so my people were in the way there. So they moved us up onto the coast there. We still have that land.
Could you describe, looking back to the time of these ancestors, what kind of relationship would they have had with the fish, the coho salmon you mentioned, with other species and with the trees themselves of this region?
My ancestors, as well as the Sinkyone board, have a reciprocal relationship with the land that the Creator, Yakapare, has provided for us. We take what we need and not anymore. We try to tend the land so that it'll grow better the next season and that it will always be there. And there's a balance. There's a cycle there. That's how our ancestors lived. And that's what our people today are trying to get back to. There was a disconnect during the Gold Rush movement when settlers first came in, first contact. It was shameful to be an indigenous person, to be Hintl. So that generation was trying to assimilate to the new world and lost a lot of their traditions, their gathering spots, their hunting and their fishing grounds and their way of life. And the next generation, again, assimilation and colonization, lost even more. So my generation and the generation next to me are trying to catch up to that. We're trying to remember and to learn our cultural ways, to be like our ancestors were, to honor the lands, the skies, and the water.
How do you think the Land Back movement can help Indigenous people reconnect with their traditional values? And how does it help provide some healing and reconciliation after the cultural genocide that's taken place here in North America?
To have land acknowledgement and land physically back means that we are being seen as a Native people, not just that we're people that were part of a genocide in discovering these Americas. People can see that we're still here. It brings awareness to our tribes and our cultures and stops the erasure of our cultural traditions and stops genocide.
Buffy Schmidt is a Northern Pomo language teacher and is treasurer of the Intertribal Sinkione Wilderness Council. Thank you so much, Buffy.
Thank you, Jenny. I appreciate this opportunity to speak on behalf of the Sinkione Board. Our sacred ceremonies and our prayers were done on these places that we hold so dear. And now we can feel triumphant to receive land back, not only in our hearts, but on paper too. Yahweh, Kadi Wadim. Thank you. Walk well.
And by the way, this is a Pomo song led by tribal elder and dance captain David Smith.